about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. Some of you, this is your second hour. For some of you, you are just joining us. Don't worry if you missed any part of the Dr. Dahlia Show. You could go to my website on demand and tune in, or you could download the Dr. Dahlia Show on your Droid Android phone. Most of you have Android phones, as I could see, and most of you have not downloaded my show yet. So, or my app. Download the app. You could listen to any of the previous shows, and hopefully soon we'll have an iPhone app to match, and then you guys can listen to Dr. Dahlia all day long. All right, we got a lot to talk about. Possibly new Alzheimer treatment that can slow down Alzheimer's. Kind of excited about this one. We're going to spend some time talking about that. We're going to talk about the Boy Scout ban on gay people. Spend some time on that. I also want to talk about this quote-unquote cancer smart bomb treatment that could attack cancer, but at the same time boost your immune system. So I know too good to be true. Maybe it is. Maybe it isn't. All right. Oh, we also got the list of the top hospitals per U.S. news report. Diet drug everyone's excited about where you could lose up to 10% of your weight. Pretty exciting. A new HIV drug to prevent you from getting HIV. Apparently, one of the passengers on the airlines who had eaten one of those turkey sandwiches with the needles is on this to prevent getting HIV. So a lot of stuff to talk about. We're going to cram it all in, make sure we get you guys up to date. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I can't wait. I'm going to be taking my wilderness medicine class soon. See, when you're a doctor, you have to take continuing medical education credits, and you have to have a certain amount to keep your license, and you have to have a certain amount to stay board certified. You have to have a lot, actually. And they got pretty expensive, but that's a whole other subject for a different day. So when you have to do continuing medical education and get credits, you pick something that's kind of interesting. And I love MacGyver medicine. I love learning how to do medicine when you're out in the middle of nowhere. You know, what to do when bear attacks and electrocution injuries and all that. Even though for the most part we know, I've never gotten to take care of those things. So I'm going to be going through some training next week. And I'll definitely, teach you guys some of the cool stuff that I get to. I know some people are going to be thinking I'm playing hooky. I'm not. I'm working. But it's fun stuff. I'm really excited. And I get to put the kids in a class too, so they get to learn something. You know, they get to learn what mama has to do. All right, so what do we got here? Carrie Kennedy, remember, who was in an accident accused of DUI? Well, she pleads not guilty to driving under the influence of drugs, but she says she had a seizure. So she blames the crash on a seizure. This is how many people now have blamed their accident on seizures? Everybody seems to be having seizures all of a sudden. What's going on? Carrie Kennedy, the daughter of late Senator Robert F. Kennedy, human rights activist as well, was seen driving erratically in Westchester, New York. That's kind of near where my in-laws live. Friday, before she collided with a truck, she continued driving on and was later found slumped over the wheel of her car, reportedly unable to remember what had happened. I mean, so that type of history is consistent with seizure-type activity. After her arraignment, she apologized to the driver she apparently hit and to all those she endangered. She's 52 years old, ex-wife of New York Governor Andrew Cuomo. She says she remembers getting up, having coffee, getting into her car to head to the gym the morning of the crash, but then her memory goes blank. She says she remembers getting on the highway and then has no memory until she was stopped at a traffic light by a police officer. Now, I know some people could say, well, everybody says that. You do a hit and run, and when you're slumped over the car, I don't know. Drug testing found no alcohol, no recreational drugs. Now, I thought they said that she had Ambien in her system. I thought they said that last week. Even though Ambien should not cause seizure activity, it could cause you to have intermittent sleepiness. It's a sleeping pill. Apparently, she did undergo an MRI, which did have a hyperdensity area, possibly the result of a head injury that she sustained a while back. Let me see. What else did they find? Well, anyway, we'll see. I mean, if they blame that on a seizure, there's a way to confirm seizure activity. You could do an EEG. Unfortunately, if the seizure activity was transient, and then you have an EEG, it's very difficult to see if you had old seizure activity. But that kind of makes you nervous, because if really all these people are having, right, the Commerce Secretary, you know, seizures, if all of these are quote-unquote seizures that people are having, what's in our water? I mean, I don't want to get a seizure. I don't want to drive, hit somebody. But, you know, they seem to be more high-profile people. Now, do I see very commonly seizure-related accidents? Absolutely. Anytime somebody says, oh, I fell asleep at the wheel, or he must have fallen asleep at the wheel, I always think seizure, you know, or even mini stroke or a fainting spell caused by either a palpitation or heart attack, etc. You know, my father, right before he died, he had a week or two before, had just fainted, got up. My mom goes, I should take you to the doctor. He's like, no, I don't go to doctors. I don't like doctors. Well, your daughter's a doctor. I know, I don't like. And he wouldn't go. So that's just the way he talked. Yeah, remember, in my family, dad was king. So whatever he said is like, yes, sir. So, but the fact that he lost consciousness and fell, and then he woke right back up, this could be happening when people are driving. Which is why I tell anybody who has syncope or dizziness, no driving until you get evaluated. Now, of course, the patient numbers drop because nobody wants to come to me and think they're going to lose their driver's license. But seizure, having a seizure, shouldn't be the only medical diagnosis that precludes you from driving. If you have anything that could impair your judgment, impair your consciousness, no, you shouldn't drive. You know, many people say, but Dr. Dye, I took the medicine at night, you know, and I'm driving the next day. Well, a lot of times these medicines are in your system the next day. You know, personally, if any of you are taking sleeping pills or anxiolytics or medicines for anxiety, anything that makes you a little loopy, sedated, muscle relaxants, I'd probably say have somebody drive you the next morning. I just wouldn't risk it. You could kill somebody and yourself. All right, guys, we got a lot to talk about on the Dr. Dolly Show. Don't go away, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price and you could lose money, but it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
Smartest thing my company did was to give us WebEx.
I'm in sales, and now I get twice the meetings, close twice the business, and make twice the money. I guess I should say thank you to the folks in IT.
The new free version of WebEx Meetings lets you take your office anywhere, your desktop, laptop, or mobile device. Get your free WebEx Meetings basic account now at WebEx.com. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com. WebEx.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We got lots of calls when we're off air and not live because many of you listen to the show a variety of times throughout the country, even internationally, which is very exciting. I love hearing from my Quebec and my British Columbia listeners and people in Europe. It's exciting. And thank you all for being able to tune in. Unfortunately, some of the calls are poor quality, so I can't play them on air. One of you had called this morning asking about how I felt about what happened with the Boy Scouts, being that I have a son in Boy Scouts, and what I felt about the gay ban. And so I was going to talk about it anyway. It would have been nice, though, to, you know, hear your voice, but unfortunately the quality didn't come in, so I'm just going to, you know, talk about it and answer it anyway without the clip of a call. Yeah, one of my sons is in Boy Scouts. I'm a huge fan. My husband was a Boy Scout. I was a Girl Scout for some time. I was a Brownie. My family's been in Scouting. I was a little shocked by this. I was a little shocked that they decided to hold up their ban on, from what I understand, having gay boys or even lesbian instructors. What was it in the year 2000? The Supreme Court upheld the right to expel a gay assistant scoutmaster because it was a private organization. And you know, you all know how I feel about our homosexual population. I think our homosexual population is going to actually probably start being equal to our heterosexual population in numbers. And I know that kind of shocks you in terms of statistics, but it's true. Many more people are gay and bisexual and multisexual and asexual and you know, engaging in relationships that aren't always uniform, to the point that I think a lot of us are naive, and we need to be educated on, you know, our population. And I actually assume everybody's gay until proven straight. I just do. That's how I was taught in medical school. And it doesn't matter. I don't care if they're gay, straight, whatever. I you know, treat all patients the same. But, you know, they didn't want us as doctors assuming people were gay, because then we would be, you know, less open-minded and not asking the right questions. And boy, a naive girl like me, you know, I really had my eyes opened when I had patients tell me, and it wasn't just Las Vegas. I also practiced in California because I trained at UCLA and Reno, Nevada. So we're not just talking Las Vegas. You know, we're talking other cities. And, you know, people would say, yeah, absolutely, you know, we're married, but, you know, we invite our friends over and we all have sex all together. With each other or in front of each other. And I mean, I would ask more questions of my patients than they would of me. So you guys do that? And now remember, you know, me, I grew up, you know, with the Bible, the Ten Commandments. I thought, okay, you're just supposed to do, I had no idea. I had no idea how common it was. And I'm not saying it's right, but how common it was for people to swing, for people to have menage a trois, which is three people in the bed and not all the same sex. I didn't realize how common that was. I didn't realize how common girlfriends who are married will hang out with each other and do intimate stuff together. And that's considered okay in their circle. I was so naive. And one of the reasons, one of my jobs as a radio host is to de-naivetize, you know, the listening population. So when I look at this, where, you know, the Boy Scouts of America, and by the way, let me just read the policy here, okay? They say here, while the Boy Scouts of America does not proactively inquire about the sexual orientation of employees, volunteers, or members, we do not grant membership to individuals who are open or avowed homosexuals or who engage in behavior that would become a distraction to the mission of the BSA. Now, my question is how do the boys know if they're gay or not? You know, I mean, my son is 12. I think he's straight. He's, you know, I think he is, but we're at the age where we don't know. He's in the Boy Scouts. You know, a lot of boys are in the Boy Scouts. And I'm going to tell you right now, I don't think any of these boys really know their sexual orientation. And if some of them think they do, some of them may lie about it. So my only thing that's a little weird is how do you enforce this? They say Tuesday's announcement, which happened, said the decision came after 2 years of a consideration by an 11-person committee that had been asked to consider a resolution requesting the organization to reconsider its longstanding membership policy. The committee included individuals inside and outside Boy Scouts and considered a diversity of perspectives and opinions. They say the vast majority of the parents of youth we serve value the right to address issues of same-sex orientation with their family, with spiritual advisors in the appropriate time and in the right setting. While a majority of our membership agrees with our policy, we fully understand that no single policy will accommodate the many diverse views among our membership or society. All right. Well, I guess I know that's a whole bunch of mumbo jumbo, but I mean, I have to agree with, if you're a private organization, you get to make up your own rules. I just don't know how they're going to enforce it. Apparently, a 19-year-old, I guess, came forward, and he was a Kansas City area Eagle Scout. And he was removed from a leadership position because he revealed to his camp director that he was gay. And many boys don't realize they're gay, or women until they're in their 20s. You know, so but I guess my question is, you know, how do you expel a 13-year-old? How do you expel, you know, what if they don't know? You know, what if they're confused? Kids are very confused. And I always bring up this statistic with you because I was just as shocked when I heard it. 1 in 8 men are homosexual, but 1 in 6 have experimented. Now, that was a statistic I learned 20 years ago, and that's of people who admitted it. They say with women, it was a heck of a lot more. Now, I never experimented. I never desired. I mean, I love men. I am very attractive to men. Maybe I was too attracted to men. I don't know if men are attracted to me. But I got to tell you, when I was, you know, dating in college, I must say almost every guy I dated was gay or either turned gay after I dated him. You know, you really, when you're in that population, you see how many people are gay. And I wouldn't be surprised if the numbers that I just told you from 20 years ago are a heck of a lot smaller. So, you know, when you have the Boy Scouts and you have, I think a lot of people don't know. Now, I have patients who they are gay and they will never admit it. And they're going to stay in the marriage. They're going to be married. They're going to make it work. I give them their antidepressants. I'm not going to push them. If they don't want to reveal it, if they don't want to be open about it, you know, they have a relationship with their wife. They don't have sex with them, but they're, you know, making it work. They have religious convictions. You know, everybody has a right to, you know, all the power to them. It's just, I'm telling you right now, there are married people in heterosexual relationships that are really gay. There are single people that have sex with men and women. And there's a whole sexual world that I don't think we know about. And whether you agree with it or not, I don't know how much of the gay bands will hold up when people themselves don't even know. And I'm going to tell you, people who do have sex in these menage a trois don't say they're gay. They say they're hypersexual. I mean, there's many people that have sex or experiment with each other in these couples or these swinger parties or whatever happens, and they don't admit to being gay at all. They're like, no, because I love my wife and I like having sex with my wife. I just like having sex all over. I'm multisexual. If that's probably should be a new term rather than hypersexual. Hypersexual means you like to have sex a lot. Multisexuals, they like to have sex with multiple people, and, you know, I mean, I suppose that would be bisexual, but many of these people don't call themselves that, you know, and so when I go, well, do you want me to run an STD test, you know, what do you want me to do? I mean, if you're having anal sex or whatever, if you're having unprotected heterosexual sex, I'm like, you're right. Whether I have sex with a woman or a man, I'm at risk, so test me for everything. They, you know, most people will not admit to being one or the other, and that's just what they do. Now, I know in biblical times, we all, you know, everybody would have been turned into a pillar of salt. But I guess my only concern, though, is when you're dealing with young boys who really don't know, I would hate to see them expelled, you know, from the Boy Scouts or not be able to. So I think the Boy Scouts have amazing values. I'm a huge fan of the Boy Scouts. That's why my son's in it. And my younger son wants to be in it. I don't think my sons are gay. You know, but what if I did have a son that was, you know, would I be upset that they got kicked out of Boy Scouts? I probably would, you know, but then again, I mean, you know, people, it's a private organization. They have a right to, they have a right to have, you know, their policies. It's kind of one of those weird situations. It's just, I still don't think people understand the concept that, it's not all or nothing. I think there's people out there that consider themselves heterosexual that are gay, but they are going to say they're heterosexual, whether they act on it or not. So we don't know. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient nutrient value of fruits and vegetables and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TERAGANIX.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
He takes on the ruling class.
Fabian for Liberty.
He offers piercing political analysis.
Fabian for Liberty.
He's on the front lines of restoring the Republic.
Fabian for Liberty.
Fabian for Liberty. Spelled F-A-B-I-A-N. The number 4, Liberty. Fabian for Liberty.
Fabian for Liberty.
Subscribe now for weekly updates on the Fabian for Liberty YouTube channel. Helping humanity prepare in uncertain times. FabianForLiberty.com, the next generation of alternative media.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
We all know there are secrets behind closed doors in every relationship, and one of the biggest is that men are losing libido or sexual desire, especially if you're a man over 40. The problem could be declining testosterone levels. Remember, it's testosterone that makes a man in every way. That's why we created T-Gen. T-Gen is an all-natural formula with ingredients proven to boost your own testosterone. Optimum testosterone levels mean better mood, energy, and of course, better sex life. Here's Gina from California.
My husband tried 1 month of T-Gen, and we both noticed his desire increased right away. He felt the difference in his energy level. I certainly liked the other effects it had on him. Great product.
And now for the first time, you can try T-Gen absolutely free for 30 days. Just pay shipping today and see the incredible results for yourself. Call 800-822-5941. 800-822-5941. T-Gen works, or you simply don't pay. For your 30-day free trial, call 800-822-5941. 800-822-5941.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled T-E-R-A-G-A-N-I-X.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. TJ writes, Doctor, listening to you in Oxnard, my 13-year-old boy doesn't seem interested in girls. I don't think he's gay, but he just doesn't seem interested in girls like the other boys in his class are. When do boys start getting their hormones all riled up? I don't think 13-year-old boys are ready yet either. I was just talking about before the break, you know, in my kid's school, middle school seems to be the time when, it starts. Puberty starts for girls anywhere between 9 on up. It could start 9 and 16. Okay. Boys a little bit later than that. Now, 9 is early. I know some of you gasped. All right. But remember, we're not talking about when the period starts. The period is probably one of the last things to start. We're talking about breast, bud development, et cetera. All right. Boys with puberty, sometimes their first sign will be tenderness in the scrotum and testicles, et cetera. And, you know, some of these kids, they'll start going through changes. Their voice will lower. They'll start getting body odor, maybe a little bit of facial hair. The hair starts getting a little bit more coarse on the top of their head and maybe, you know, other types of body hair, you know, crop up. So the whole puberty range is long. You know, it can involve many years. But I remember now, okay, I had three boyfriends in kindergarten. Okay, so you're talking about a little hoochie mama. I remember kissing a boy on the lips in kindergarten. Now, I didn't know what I was doing. I just knew I liked boys. You know, when you're daddy's little girl, you have an affinity to boys. I remember I hated my mom when I was growing up, and I loved my dad, you know, when I was really, really little, because my dad was always gone, so I never saw him. So my mom was the one that would discipline us and yell at us and, you know, cook for us and whatever. So I guess, you know, I just always liked, you know, hanging out with the boys. I always liked playing with the boys. I liked kissing boys. And then I kind of had a dry spell for a few years, and I remember sixth grade. Everybody was going with somebody. And there was a kid who I guess wasn't going with anybody. And so his buddy said, well, go out with Dahlia. She's cool. And I was like, oh, I don't know. I don't know if I want to go out there. She talks a lot. And I remember telling myself, I mean, I don't think this guy is cute, but I guess if everybody's quote unquote going with somebody. Now, what did it mean going with somebody? Nothing. It just meant you guys held hands. Nobody was, you know, from what I understand, again, naive me, nobody was doing anything. So sixth grade, I was 11. And I remember thinking to myself, really, already? You know, and then by eighth grade, it was, okay, I had a crush on everybody. And eighth grade for me was 13. So if boys start later, I wouldn't be surprised if it would be your 14 or 15-year-old. But I get that asked a lot. You know, I get, you know, my son, you know, nowhere like me. I mean, me, I love the ladies. And my son, you know, like my son, you know, my older son. I mean, he likes girls. Like I said, that's why, you know, I think he's straight. I know he likes girls. He's attracted to girls, but he's not as, loquacious about it or as bubbly about it as a lot of the other kids at school. And you see kids in different levels and are advanced. You know, some kids are more advanced, in terms of that. Some kids aren't. I'd rather kids wait. Because you see these other kids that really don't know what they're talking about, that are trying to, you know, keep up with the Joneses and, you know, keep up with their friends and be included. So they're making stuff up. Oh, yeah, I used tongue and I went to fifth base. And like, you don't even know what the heck you're talking about. You know, and I'm probably going to need to go down to the school and give them a talk. I love talking to these kids, right? I don't know if the teacher's going to let me because I'm going to be pretty brutal with them. So no. If your kid is 13, you know, like I said, and the other thing, too, is a lot of kids that are into sports. It's very interesting. Your boys who have always been into sports may have a little bit of that delay with the girl issue. Or the partner issue, but you know, I know you're asking about your boy here with girls, and I think the reason why is they're focused. You know, I mean, like my son, I mean, he's been in sports the whole time. He is focused. He's focused on his sports. You know, his coach. He's focused on his games. He he's got buddies. Yes, he knows what a pretty girl is. He does. But I mean, he's not really ready to start jumping and kissing yet. And I don't think, because remember, little boys think girls are disgusting for years. And then you think that change is abrupt. It isn't. Okay, a lot of it is the goading, and it's the older brother, and it's et cetera. So now here's younger brother, who, I mean, loves, you know, looking at girls, especially blonde girls, et cetera, you know. But when I say, okay, we'll go over to that little girl and say hi, you know, ask her if she wants to, you know, sit down and have a hamburger with you. Oh, I can't do that, Mom. No, she's a girl. And I'm like, wait a second, you're all acting like, you know, Jennifer Lopez is all pretty, and this is, he's like, yeah, she's pretty, but I'm not going to talk to her. So, you know, you go from these boys being very shy, thinking if you touch a girl, you get cooties, to all of a sudden wanting to jump them. There's years in that process. You know, and it's a shame that middle school appears to be the time when kids that aren't ready are starting to get goaded into it and prematurely pushed into it, because I don't think you should be doing anything. And from what I hear, a lot of these fifth graders are doing, touching each other's, you know, touching breasts and all that. I don't think that's appropriate. If I had an 11-year-old daughter, I would not want any boy touching his breast. I would want that kid shackled and locked up in prison for years if you know, he touched a daughter of mine. Or let's say, because I don't have a daughter, like any of my nieces. So, unfortunately, even though many of us know that fifth grade, a lot of things are going on, you may notice that your child or grandchild may not be there. And many times it, you know, it kind of goes along with, you know, with the puberty, and it could be 14, 15 years old, et cetera. You know, and then some people go through college or go through high school going, you know, some of these kids are idiots. You know, I don't want to make out with any of them. And I'm like, good job. Just, you know, keep thinking along that line. All right. So let's move on. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Kyle's working the dials tonight. One day we'll get Kyle, you know, on, and we'll get Kyle's perspective. He's like, oh, no, please. Please don't make me talk about this one. I still think girls, especially radio hosts, are gooby. I don't think he thinks I'm gooby. I think he likes me. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this happen. All right, what's going on with this cancer smart bomb treatment? Oh, this is cool. All right. They say it's a smart bomb, which simultaneously attacks cancers and boosts your immune system at the same time. Now, these researchers, these scientists, are using these tiny hollow spheres. All right. That get trapped in the blood vessels that are leaky. A lot of these blood vessels, first, if you have cancer, you need a very strong blood supply. But a lot of these blood vessels aren't very healthy, because when the cancer grew, it grew so chaotically that the blood vessels didn't grow as, what's the word for it? As illustratively as they should have. Right. Like, you know, when you neovascularize, like, let's say, for example, diabetics, when diabetics lose blood vessels in their eyes, and we've discussed how that happens with the sugar and trying to, you know, bring in fluid, and the blood vessels become weak, etc. As you neovascularize and grow the extra blood vessels in the back of the eye, it's more helter skelter. So anyway, they take these little tiny hollow spheres, they become trapped in the leaky tumor blood vessels, and then they release the anti-cancer drug. At the same time, and these spheres are called nanolipogels, NLGs, they release a protein that stimulates the body's immune defenses. Now, scientists have already tried these out on mice that had melanoma, one of the deadliest forms of skin cancer, and this melanoma had already spread to the lungs, so we're talking stage 4. They found that they were able to slow down the tumor growth significantly, and the survival of the mice increased. They say the new technology overcomes a problem with cancer treatment that has been difficult to tackle using conventional therapies, because many times, you know, these treatments, they hurt healthy cells. But for something to boost the immune system and enhance your immune system, it's great. Now, remember, cancer tumors, because they're so chaotic, release substances into the blood that kind of confuse the body. So if this type of treatment can kind of neutralize that, we're 10 steps ahead of the game. Another one, TGF-beta, also is being looked at. So some really cool stuff. And, I mean, they get us excited. I hope this, you know, comes to fruition. All right, guys, don't go away. We've got a lot more to talk about. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases over $75 include a free 8x8-inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
The man who predicted the fall of communism is now predicting the fall of capitalism. He's dined with the Rockefellers, hung out with the Clintons, banged heads with the Beltway, and inspired companies, movements, and empires that have brought forth revolutionary change. He sat shoulder to shoulder with figures like George Bush Sr., Steve Forbes, Margaret Thatcher, and Boris Yeltsin, to name but a few. And his volume of work set out his groundbreaking financial newsletter, Strategic Investment, was so far ahead of its time, it helped transform not just the fates and fortunes of thousands of investors, but also the fates and fortunes of entire nations. For the first time in 17 years, he's back once again with his first controversial video presentation. Go to fallofcapitalism.com to watch him reveal a landmark development, which he believes will set off the most violent economic reversal in history, one that carries the power to bring down the entire capitalist system. Go to fallofcapitalism.com to watch his controversial video before the powers that be wipe it from the internet. Again, it's www.fallofcapitalism.com.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Android users, we have a free Dr. Dahlia Android app. You can listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show whenever you go on a trip, whenever you can't listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show online or on air or on XM or on one of your affiliates. So go to my website. You can download it. It's free. And hopefully we will have the iPhone app coming out soon. I cannot wait. Okay. This is kind of cool. You guys heard about this anti-HIV drug? It's supposed to be a drug where if you don't have HIV, if you take it, it would hopefully protect you from getting HIV. All right? It's supposed to be used for anybody. Straight, gay, bisexual, anybody who wants to take it. Basically, what it is, it's called Truvada. It's an antiretroviral medication that's a combo of two medications that have already been out on the market for a while to treat HIV. The emtricitabine, and I'm sorry if I'm mispronouncing that, or Emtriva, or the tenofovir, the Viread. And they've combined it into one pill that is taken once a day. Again, this is a treatment for HIV, has always been used in combination with other HIV drugs, but recent studies have shown that pre-exposure prophylaxis, or using it to prevent somebody from receiving HIV during a sexual act, they found 96% reduction in transmission when uninfected partners of people infected with HIV took Truvada. Now remember, 4%, okay, this is not supposed to be a panacea. This is not supposed to be something that you could take without using protection. You still need to use safe sex practices. They will be putting a box warning to let people know that using Truvada should be in combo with safer sex practices, i.e. condoms, abstention, but it's, it's a pretty impressive pre-exposure prophylaxis rate. Pretty impressive. Apparently at the University of Washington, another pre-exposure prevention study proved very successful in reducing infection rates for couples where one partner is infected and the other is not. And, you know, where they got this idea was, with Valtrex and herpes. You know, if you took Valtrex and your partner took Valtrex, one of you may not then transmit herpes to each other. The only thing is we still can't say 100%. Now, the one thing that I have found very interesting in all my years of practice is how I don't seem to see hepatitis C acquired as often as I thought it would be in couples. I don't want to go into too many details because I want people to, we have that hepatitis scare with the gastroenterology clinic, and some people had acquired hepatitis C. But before they found out, you know, when the health department told them, you know, go and get checked, they had sex with their partners. Yet some of these patients, their partners didn't get hepatitis C. And I've had many patients with hepatitis C whose partner did not get it. Now, it could be the same reasoning where heterosexual vaginal sex doesn't seem to transmit diseases as easily as homosexual sex, which is why still heterosexual sex partners have less transmission success. Success, but less ability to transmit HIV, even though you still can get HIV with heterosexual sex. We don't see it as often as homosexual sex. Same thing with the hepatitis C. We see much more hepatitis C transmission in the IV drug use and, previous transfusions, et cetera, tattoo parlors where instruments weren't cleaned than the heterosexual sex, even though it still could be transmitted that way. But, we've been trying that out for a while with these antivirals and herpes. So it's kind of interesting stuff, but realize, you know, this shouldn't be something where you could take the medication, you could be drunk, not use any protection, and hope the next day everything's fine. And remember, when you do have unprotected sex, make sure you check yourself that week, get your STD testing that week, and then, of course, 6 months later. And until you are 100% sure that you don't have HIV, you use condoms all that time in between. 6 months, Dr. Dahlia? You're going to make me wear a condom for 6 months? Well, only when you're having sex. I mean, you know, when you ride the school bus, no. Some of you take the bus to school. And honestly, really, we really got to work on these kids. All right, can you please? No sex in school. No sex. It's a no-no. I'm going to make it a point to hit all the schools. That's what I want to do. I want to hit all the schools, telling them no. Abstinence, big letter A. We should do that. All right, let's go on to this Alzheimer's drug. Very, very small trial hints that this drug can put off Alzheimer's disease or slow it down for up to 3 years. Now, for some of you, like, well, you know, 3 years, what's the big deal? In medical, that's huge. Okay? if you're destined to get it, if this sucker can, you know, stall, we need, remember, okay, you know, we need more time. So as far as I'm concerned, if we don't have a cure yet, and we don't have a vaccine and all these things they keep getting us excited about, if you could stall it, I'll take it. All right. There were four patients. We're talking very tiny study. Four patients received the optimal dose of the drug. I think it's an IVIG type of, it's called GammaGuard. Yeah, that's it. It's an IVIG. We use IVIG for Guillain-Barré and a lot of autoimmune disorders where you start to attack your body. Myasthenia gravis. I mean, we use IVIG to prevent antibodies from doing damage. And this GammaGuard is a brand of this. Now, from what we understand, these four patients who received the optimal dose of the drug had no decline in several measures of their cognition and daily function for 3 years. So if it stalled the decline, that's great. Usually, people with Alzheimer's, you see damage as quickly as 6 months, 9 months, a year at a time. They say if we have a patient who goes 18 months without changing, we begin to doubt that they have Alzheimer's. So even though Alzheimer's is slow, in medical months, it's you still see the cognitive deficits pretty quickly. And remember, it's like a snowball effect. You know, if you have cognitive deficits, you're not going to be as active. You're not going to test your memory as much. You're not going to be able to hold a job. You're not going to want to go and play bingo. You're not going to want to go and take a class. And so it's very easy to lose memory the more you go. You know, I can't tell you how many of my listeners say, you know, Dahlia, I'm retired, and here I am a year later, and I'm losing my memory. Well, that doesn't necessarily mean Alzheimer's. It means you're not working that brain like a muscle like you did just a year ago, which is why any of you who are retired, keep yourselves busy. I love crossword puzzles, but I think it has to be more than that. I think you need the stress. I think you need the stress of having a project done or a report done or needing to finish something. And so that's why I'd say take a class. Take a real estate class, take a business class, take a cooking class, but something. Keep your mind busy. So, let's see if we have any other information on this. Baxter shares rose 93 cents. I know. I need to get into the stock market. I do. I'm intimidated by it, and I don't have any money to invest, so I don't, you know. The treatment requires IV infusions every 2 weeks, can cause fever, chills, and blood clots. All right. When do we think this will be out there? And no, so far, no news on when it's going to be out there. Apparently, they think that the first half of next year, they're going to be in the phase 3 trial. So we still have a long time. Oh, it takes forever for these medications. But, you know, good. You know, keep going. Keep working on this. It just, I get a little nervous telling you guys all about these, you know, new advances, because what, I've been on air now 3.5 years, and things I told you back in 2009, I don't see them on the market. You know, and it's like, all right, well, they get us all excited, and there's an article, and the media's all happy. You know, like this one article I read from the New York Times, but are we really going to see it a couple years from now? I hope so. Well, at least, you know, people are working, you know? All right, guys, don't forget to download our app. Follow me on Twitter so I can give you updates, news updates, whenever they come in. And we'll be on for another hour, so stay tuned. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Take me down to the little white church. Take me down
to the little white church. Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
What if your local grocery store was suddenly closed?
What if?
What if a crisis of world events caused anarchy?
The
time to prepare yourself and your family for what if is now.
Now,
for a limited time, the Freeze Dry Guy offers all GCN listeners 25% off all Mountain House No. 10 case lots.
And that includes free shipping.
Go to freezedryguy.com and see the variety of our quality Mountain House foods and a wide selection for every taste. Mountain House foods have well in excess of a 25-year shelf life and are easy to prepare. Just add water for great tasting snacks or meals.
The catch?
This 25% off number 10 case lots of Mountain House Foods only lasts through July 31st. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 and mention GCN to get 25% off per case lot of Mountain House Foods with free shipping to the lower 48. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Hurry, sell ends July 31st.